Barbecue Bob, we all have our favorite steaks on the grill, and some of them have unique names, and there's one that you and I both enjoy, and it's called a caveman steak. Let's break that down real quick.
That's right. This is one that I learned from Steven Reichlin, who has Barbecue U. He does all kinds of classes. We've had him on the show. He's written about 6 different grilling books, but he is just an icon in the industry.
And I tell you what, his books are good.
Yeah.
He's not just blowing smoke, no pun intended. No. His books are good. You read those, you're going to learn a lot.
I actually just talked to him in the middle of last week.
Yep.
And he has a line of spices out that I've been using a little bit, and I want to try and use them a little bit more and maybe incorporate them into the show a little bit. Plus, I got some friends that want them, so it was just strictly a spice conversation. But I don't know that he invented this. It's just something he teaches in one of his classes, and it's called a caveman steak. And we're back to the packing a steak and salt again, except this time we're going to pack it in salt, and we are going to let it set for 40 minutes. You do 1.5 inch T-bone, and it has to be on a charcoal grill. So you get a nice rip-roaring fire, and you let it get to be a solid red bed of coals. It can't be black charcoal. It's got to be all burnt and red. And you level it off and get yourself a nice bed. And then you take a paintbrush, a horsehair paintbrush, not an acrylic one, and you brush any gray ash off. And then you set that salt-laden, 1.5 inch thick T-bone steak right on top of the coals. And you let it just sit there and sizzle and crackle for about, if it's 1.5 inches, I'm going to say it's probably going to take you about 6 minutes.
So you pulled the grate off of the grill, and you're grilling right on the coals.
This is caveman. It's not even on a grill. You're on a campfire. You're in the ground. You could do it on a grill too, but there's no grate whatsoever. You're right in the coals. Then you flip it over after 6 to 7 minutes, maybe. You do the and as you flip it over, you have to find a spot of fresh coals. You have to brush again the gray ash off. You flip the other side back onto the coals, and you leave it for maybe 5 or 6 minutes, and that baby's done. Because even though it's 1.5 inches, you're at 1,200 degrees.
Right. When those coals are going.
Yes.
Now, I would guard against reaching down in there and putting your digital thermometer in there to see if it's done. This is a feel deal.
That's right.
As well as get some longer tongs, guys. You're going to burn the back of your hands if you got shorties.
Whatever.
But I'm just saying, man, we're all about safety. I'm not a wuss.
You're all about safety.
I'm just telling you.
I have driven with you. Yeah. You are not all about safety.
I'm not telling you how to drive. I'm telling you how to grill. Right? I admit I'm a terrible driver.
The
Big Brown's got some bumps and bruises on him just because of the way I drive. I get it. I don't miss many deer on the side of the road, though, do I?
No, you don't. So then you pull that steak off, and again, you've got this horsehair paintbrush, right? And you brush all the stuff off that steak because it's going to be all black. You brush all that off, and I'm telling you, you let that rest for 15 minutes, you're going to have one of the coolest, manliest. The testosterone's just coming out of my forehead right now. It's so cool.
Exactly. Hey, that's the caveman steak. Get out in your backyard, build a fire where there's no leaves, and give that one a try because I think you're going to like it. You've been listening to the Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll talk with you.